Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and that is All One Woman, live on stage. Baji Asad plays the guitar and she sings, although here she's doing some humming and some mouth percussion at the same time. We recorded this on stage at the New York Guitar Festival back in 2008. But today, we'll get to hear the Brazilian guitarist, singer, and songwriter here in the Soundcheck studio. Her first song today has an English title. It's called To Reach My Heart. It's Baji Asad, live on Soundcheck.
Look deeply into my eyes, so soft, you caress my soul. So slow, you leave me calm. So hard, you bring me the sun. If you want to reach beyond my heart, if you want to reach my heart. Look deeply into my eyes, so gentle, you make me shiver, so deep that you could see, shining bright through the night, if you want to reach. Beyond my heart, if you want to reach my heart. When you look my way, wake the little girl inside me. When you hear my voice, write a beautiful song. When you dive inside of me, within my life, you know all the secrets to reach beyond my heart, beyond my heart. You can cross every little path. You'll find that all the fruits have ripened, planting your love bit by bit in the little land. In the little land beyond my heart. Mm-hmm.
the Brazilian singer and guitarist Baji Assad and her song To Reach My Heart live on Soundcheck. Baji, nice to have you back with us.
Wow, for a long time.
It has been a long time. That's not the first time I've heard you sing in English, but, you know, most of your songs tend to be in Portuguese or in no language.
Yeah, my last album, the Between Love and Luck, has 12 tracks, and 4 or 5 are in English.
Mm-hmm. So the funny thing is that song has such a Brazilian sound to it, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I guess, I mean, you come from, there's so much music in Brazil, but even by Brazilian standards, you come from a very musical family, right?
Lucky me!
Yeah.
So when I was inside my mom's belly, there was already guitar and music in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't escape. Actually, when I was a young kid, and where do you want to be when you grow up? I would say dancer, because music was so much there. It's like water and sun, music,
right.
Guitar. I want to do something different. But even then, I started playing piano when I was 8 because of my mom's dream was to
that,
be a pianist.
That you'd be anything but a guitarist in a family full of guitarists.
But when we moved away from my brothers, they are 14 and 10 years older than me. So when I was born, they already were playing guitar. But then when we were far from them, my dad asked me, do you want to play with me? I said, yes, daddy.
Your brothers are Sergio and Odair Assad.
Oh, yeah.
Well known to many listeners as the Assad brothers or the duo Assad.
They are almost completing 50 years of career.
50 years?
In 2 years is going
to
be it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. I remember that first American release on None Such Records that came out in, I guess, the mid-80s. That's already a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they also have, your brothers have daughters who play as well.
Yeah, we'll be touring the family. We have a quintet now. We have a DVD and a CD as 8 members of the family, including dad, mom.
No way. Eight
we
Assads?
We played at the Metropolitan Museum here many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my dad completed 8 years old when he was here.
Uh-huh.
When he flew in an airplane for the first time. But anyway, it was a very nice journey for all of us. I'll be back in April with the family, which is my brothers, myself, and Odair's daughter, Carolina, that lives in Rio, and Clarice, Sergio's daughter, that is a pianist, composer, a singer, amazing arrangement.
Yeah, she's a terrific songwriter. Yeah.
Oh, she lives here in New York, so yeah.
So there's definitely 5 of you that we've seen out and about, and then the parents, and then who's the 8th?
Well, Sergio's son, but now he dedicated himself to the movie industry.
Ah, okay. Well, there's still enough Assads to carry on the tradition. So, but you've gotten kind of away from just doing Brazilian music.
Oh, yeah.
You've listened to a lot of different things over the years.
Well, when I started, I was a classical guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was following my
brothers.
Like
your brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I realized that it wasn't me, wasn't for me, just play the guitar. And when I put the voice into the work, I discovered that the voice also, and the voice came because in 89 I put out my first album, LP, and I sang very shyly in 2 or 3 pieces. And many players came to perform in the album. Sergio, my brother, was the producer.
Mm-hmm.
He played and my dad played. But anyway, there was a release of that album in a party and everybody came and performed. And like I was starting my career, so like 4 or 5 months after that, I would have my concert solo. Mm-hmm. See, what am I going to do? So I started imitating the sounds of the other instruments. That's how my voice really entered in my music.
As an instrument.
As an instrument, like the flute. Okay, I can imitate the melody and so on, and the percussion, etc.
Well, now that raises an interesting question, because one of the things you're doing here in New York is a score to an old silent movie called The Goddess, a Chinese movie from 1934.
Yes.
So Is that going to be just the guitar? Will you be using your voice in that as well?
It's 1 hour and 12 minutes of uninterrupted music. So when David invited me
to... That's David Spellman, who founded the New York Guitar Festival.
He put me, I saw as a challenge, I've never done such a thing. So I said, yes, I do everything. I sing. It's kind of a one-woman band because I do more... the movie, it's a very dense story.
Yeah.
So... don't put lyrics, but the voice is there. And I use a lot of trick, small, how do you say this, object that interferes in the sound of the guitar.
Oh, you prepare the strings and stuff like that?
Yeah. So it's very interesting what I've done. I'm very proud of the result.
Well, want to play another song for us? This one's in Portuguese, right?
Yes.
What's this called?
Noite de São João.
It's Baji Assad live on Soundcheck.
Foi numa noite de São João que eu peguei os meus desejos e pus num balão. Fechei meus olhos, ele se foi sumindo dentro da imensidão, levando os meus sonhos pela noite, dentro dele minha solidão. Logo depois ele pousou numa nuvem e fez surgir lágrimas de amor com tudo aquilo que desejei, que foi reconquistar o seu coração e te lembrar de quanto beijei sua boca durante todo o verão. Tinundero, virirunde, direngunguaro. Só me resta torcer pra que a chuva caia vente ao chão, onde os respingos bem de mansinho vão aquecendo seu coração, e traga ele pra bem pertinho de mim, pra me acolher até o fim, mesmo que de vez em quando eu precise de outro balão para fazer chover. Mesmo que de vez em quando eu precise fazer chover de novo minha paixão, foi numa noite de São João. Uraru.
That is Baji Assad, the Brazilian singer and guitarist, live on Soundcheck with Noite de São João, the name of that song. I guess I came relatively close.
São João's.
The night at St. John, right?
Yeah.
Baji Assad performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. You want to do one of your vocal improvisations for us?
Yeah. You kind of started, like, it was a surprise. I didn't know you were going to play that in the beginning.
That is Baji Assad. So how did you learn to do that? I mean, people nowadays are familiar with, you know, musicians coming in with digital pedals that allow them to loop stuff. You did all of that live right here in the studio. How did you learn to make the percussive sounds and the humming at the same time?
I realized that it was possible. In the beginning, it wasn't easy. I had a score. I was like, in top of this note, I'm going to do this.
Oh, so you actually wrote it all out?
In the beginning, yes. Yeah. But then it became natural. But I'm talking since the beginning of the 90s, I was starting to do this.
Yeah.
So now it's my head worked more like a drummer than a guitar player.
Right.
You know, because I can split the body and do all this polyrhythm stuff. And play the guitar while I do this and that. It's fun.
The only time you had to stop playing was when you hit your cheeks with both hands to get the kind of percussive effect. It's fun to watch. There were a couple of years towards the end of the 90s where you couldn't play the guitar for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. I had focal dystonia.
That's the same thing that Leon Fleischer, the classical pianist, had.
A lot of musicians discover they have it. I was one of the first one to discover and speak out loud what I had.
So focal dystonia, it's actually a problem in the brain, right?
It is.
It affects the nerve
like
control.
It's like a stroke in a specific part of your body, like very focal. And mine was the two fingers in my left hand. So I lost like 98% of my ability to play guitar.
Wow.
For 2 years, I couldn't.
How did you overcome it?
Well, it was a journey because back then nobody was talking about it.
Yeah.
So I left the doctor's office like, good luck, with good luck.
Well, you know, I mentioned Leon Fleischer. He found out he had focal dystonia years after wondering why his right hand was no longer working.
Oh.
And what ended up working for him were Botox injections into his right forearm. And he jokes he now has the smoothest forearm in all of music.
It may not work for other people too.
Mm.
So I heard people that tried and didn't work.
Okay.
It's more like for me, it was like a spiritual journey that took me to an entire new way of looking at my life, you know, and the music, what it is for me. And actually, the funny, interesting, and curious part of it is when I was from the bottom of my heart, I said, I'm okay if I never play the guitar again. I start playing again.
Wow.
So it was a very nice exercise of letting go. So when I let that go, God gave me back.
Well, that is kind of a journey. And now you're on another journey. You have a 6-year-old daughter.
Oh,
you took a couple
Lord.
Of years off for that.
More than a couple. Yeah, she was born in... Well, my last CD, Wonderland, was released in 2006. So she came in 2007.
Yeah.
And I only put an album out last year.
Last year.
So a long time break. And it was, for sure, the best release of my life.
I was just going to say, that's a good reason to take a few years off as well, unlike the first one. Baji Asad, always a pleasure to hear you and to watch you performing.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
For a longer time, the last time I was in New York was playing the Guitar Marathon.
The Guitar Festival, yeah.
Sophia was here as a little baby.
Wow.
Yeah. So for everybody that wants to know more about Baji, go to the website. It has a lot of, all the news are there, bajiasad.com.
And that's B-A-D-I, pronounced Baji, in the Brazilian Portuguese fashion.
Way. A-S-S-A-D.
Baji, great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.